opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning. It is the 25th of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are really stepping up on the preparations for the COVID-19 and taking precautions. Doing a number of things to keep both their patients safe and the potential people that are coming in to be patients safe. So good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Linda's on assignment this morning. And what's the weather look like? Is it really 36 degrees
out there? It is freezing outside. It is so cold. Well, today is Wednesday, March 25th. Today is Little Red Wagon Day, Lobster Newberg Day, Manatee Appreciation Day, also Medal of Honor Day, and Tolkien Reading Day. So, happy reading.
Medal of Honor Day.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is a wonderful day to
I think those gentlemen are all pretty much remembered every day of the year.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we forget. But I think for the most part, I think everybody honors those individuals who have won the highest decoration in our society, or our military society, for valor.
Definitely, definitely. Well, it looks like there's been a slight change. Now, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11. Then, mostly sunny with a high of 57. Calm wind becoming south-southeast around 6 miles per hour by the afternoon, and tonight mostly clear and a low of 34. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 62 and a low of 35 under clear skies, with mostly sunny skies for Friday as well and a high of 60 with increasing clouds and a 30% chance of rain for Friday night. Scattered showers possible for Saturday and Sunday with a high of 57 for Saturday, 63 for Sunday, and lows dropping in the 40s overnight. It is currently mostly cloudy in downtown Reading and 37 degrees. If you are planning on traveling, we do have chain control in effect if you are traveling on 44 this morning. If you are on 299 east and west, expect snowplows to be out and about. Also near O'Brien on Interstate 5 north of Reading and closer to Mount Shasta. And now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, and the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that is making sure they're delivering propane out there to all the customers that are shut in, probably using more propane now. But they're making sure that all the deliveries are coming in on time. Plus, they've opened a new line. They're selling generators, also providing generators for those houses that will lose power this summer. And you will if you're out in PG&E country, probably. All sizes of generators, whether it's for your entire home or for just selected, for refrigerators, air conditioning, the needs that you require, they have the generators for them. Okay, it's Wednesday. Robert Burke is here. And since all the movies are closed.
Right.
But people, they're talking about, have they dialed down the bandwidth yet?
In Europe, they have.
I saw that in Europe. They really did in Europe.
Right, because so many people are at home and so many people are watching Netflix that it's starting to get overwhelming. I'm sure it'll happen in the U.S. as well.
Well, if this goes on much longer, I'm sure, because I saw Waffle House just close down 365 Waffle Houses in the United States.
Wow.
And that's when people are starting to worry. Waffle Houses are going, they're suspending them. Okay, so, and I was so happy you're coming in today, because you've got 7 or 8 minutes to tell us what we should be watching and what great series of movies are out there that we probably haven't seen before.
Right. There's a lot of good stuff on Netflix and Amazon Prime recently. Significantly on Netflix, there's three smaller dramas that I don't know if you've heard of before. They're all pretty recent, and they were all really strong. One of them is called Up in the Air. This stars George Clooney and Anna Kendrick, and it came out in 2009, I believe.
Is he the one that's firing people?
Right.
Okay, I've heard about the movie. I've never seen it.
It's on Netflix. Basically, his job is that he flies around to different areas and fires people. And there is this new assistant that goes with him, who's played by Anna Kendrick. And she is kind of – she's like the younger force in his life, kind of remembering – helping him remember a lot of his younger days. It's a really, really well-done drama. And it was nominated for Best Picture back in 2009, but – since then, it's kind of been swept under the rug. It's not super well remembered, and it's a great little drama. It's not too long. It would be great to watch while you're stuck at home.
All right. What's the next?
Another is called Her. This one was also nominated for Best Picture in 2013. It's kind of a strange premise. It's about this lonely guy played by Joaquin Phoenix, who just won his Oscar, and he starts. There's a new software out there, kind of like Siri, but like more technologically advanced. Like, this movie takes place probably like 20 or 30 years from now. And essentially he starts forming like a special relationship with this voice robot. And it sounds absurd, but Joaquin Phoenix is an incredible actor. He pulls it off.
You know, have you ever noticed when you say the name Joaquin Phoenix, everybody kind of looks down and to the right?
Yeah.
Why is that? And Joaquin Phoenix, oh. So he forms this attachment with the
AI.
Yeah, artificial intelligence. And it grows, though, right?
Right, it does.
Okay, this is something I've heard about, and I think I'm going to have to go for this one, too. Okay.
Yeah, and interestingly, the AI is voiced by Scarlett Johansson, and it was like the
Another reason to watch it.
It was the first voice role where the Oscars gave it serious consideration. They were considering it for a supporting actress nomination. Wow. For her voice work, which is it's pretty, pretty rare.
Actors make an incredible amount of money off voice work, don't they?
They do.
Because you get the ones like in Toy Story 4. I mean, it's animated, but they get paid pretty well. People can live off their voice, the voice roles they have.
It is a bit of a difficult field, though, because oftentimes studios will go out and hire famous actors to be voice actors rather than voice actors who have been professionally trained.
Right.
So it can be a difficult field to make money in.
Okay.
All right. The third smaller drama that I don't know if you've heard about is called 20th Century Women. This one came out in 2016, and it stars Annette Bening and Elle Fanning and Greta Gerwig. And it follows the story of this mother who is probably middle-aged, maybe a little bit older, and she has this son who is now 18. And it's about her kind of learning to let go as he is getting older and kind of accepting him as becoming his own man. And it's a really, really well-done movie. It came out in 2016 around the Oscar season, and not a whole lot of people went out and saw it. But it's a really, really sweet drama. It's very entertaining. It's not very long, so if you're a short attention span, it's a really good one to go and check out. So look it up on Netflix, 20th Century Women.
Very okay. Well, all right. So those are some movies. What about, you got any series in there that people should get into, or just movies?
I'm not super well educated with series, but on Netflix, Unbelievable was a series that came out back in September. I think I mentioned it last time we were on the air. It's about two women that are detectives, and they start researching a case about a woman who was she.
I have not watched that yet, but I have seen that on there. Okay, and you know, everybody is coming up. There's this one called Tiger King.
Mm-hmm.
Linda and I couldn't watch more than the first 5, 6, maybe 8 minutes of it, yet I have friends that are just binged on it, and it's a documentary. It's a true story about a guy that owns all these big cats, tigers and lions, and he has a zoo down in some place like Florida.
Yeah.
And this woman was trying to shut him down, and he hired somebody to kill her. It's a true story. True story. So, but anybody that watches is watching this. They all got comments about it, so it may be worth your time. To take a look at this, because I didn't watch enough of it to. It seemed like it was real, but I'm not sure if it was real. I mean, you know what I mean? You know how they make these docudramas, and I'm not sure. If they use real. I think they use real footage though on a lot of this stuff. Anyway, okay.
And I have some movies on Amazon Prime as well.
Great.
In case you wanted to hear those.
Oh yeah.
So in case you're not a Netflix person, you're Amazon Prime. There's still a lot of really good ones out there. The Big Sick came out in 2017. This one stars Kumail Nanjiani, and it was actually written by him, and it also has Holly Hunter and Ray Romano, and it's about a guy who, he's a stand-up comedian, and he starts dating this one girl, and then she gets really sick, and it's kind of about him and her family and how the two of them interact all while she is stuck in the hospital. It's a really, really sweet movie. It's a perfect romantic comedy. It's one of my favorite romantic comedies of all time, for sure, because it's really sweet and really nice.
Okay, romantic comic. Okay, another one.
And then another one, it's also a smaller drama, is called Short Term 12. This one was on Netflix, and it just got taken off, but it's still on Amazon Prime. And it stars Brie Larson, and she works at this facility for disadvantaged kids who are in various bad situations. And it kind of follows her as she is taking care of these kids, but also starts reliving some of the trauma from her past. And it's a very simple story, and the execution isn't super complex or anything, but it's just a very thoughtful and very entertaining drama that I can recommend.
Okay. Got any comedies in here? Do you ever laugh?
Yes. Some Like It Hot is an older one is on Amazon Prime. I'm sure a lot of people have heard of that one. Another one that's more recent is Eighth Grade.
You talked about Eighth Grade. You're really strong on that when it was first released.
Yeah, it was 2018, summer of 2018. It's an A24 movie, and it's very funny. It's kind of a hard movie to relate to or kind of get into if you have a hard time with the protagonist. She's really like, it's very a protagonist-centered story, and she does a lot of really dumb things. And if you can't relate to her or you can't, find some sort of connection with her, it might be a bit of a difficult sell for the movie, but I would definitely give it a shot. It's an A24 movie, and actually Amazon Prime has a great selection of A24 movies.
What's
A24? A24 is an indie studio that's really well known. They did Uncut Gems, and they did Moonlight. And they've done Eighth Grade and Lady Bird, which is another one that's on Amazon
Prime.
We
saw Lady Bird. That was a great, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Story about a mother and her daughter.
Right.
Which is the main thing. And I just remember the part of it. Her mom's getting after daughter. Daughter jumps out of the car at like 40 miles an hour or something like that.
And anyway, that's how the movie starts out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another good one on Amazon Prime to check out.
Robert, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah.
I got you out of the house, though.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
And as soon as you leave, I'm going to come over and spray that whole area because I do that for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thanks. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you
so much. Be safe out there, okay? Distance yourself.
I will.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing a number of things to protect their patients. One is no visitors except for those near death, and that's for two people. They're triaging people outside to make sure, ensuring that they are not running temperatures, they're not displaying symptoms of the COVID-19. Have their people prepared. They are taking extra precautions on everything, sanitizing everything to the max, as you can imagine. But it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And all elective surgeries, of course, have been canceled. They're just, if it's going to free your life, no, they still go on. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:18 in the morning here on the 25th of March.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today's the 25th of March, 7:23 in the morning, 36 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition is open. They are taking great measures to sanitize areas, but they, you know, they're staying open so you can get that produce, the meat, the canned goods, the supplements. They have it all there. 100%, everything there is 100% certified organic products, with a couple exceptions of a few of the wines there. But they have no additives, but they are not 100% organic like everything else there is. They have health seminars that have been canceled or postponed, but you can see all of the past seminars at orchardnutrition.com/past seminars. So you can take a look at things like that. And to remember, it's one of the ways of fighting any type of illness is eating healthy. And they have nutritionists there that will help you make some decisions in your life. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And I'm here with the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Celestina Traver. Good morning. Thanks for coming out.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you.
So what's going on over there? Are your offices open?
It's closed.
Okay.
Our office is closed to the public. We're all at work. We're keeping a distance of 6 feet, each employee. They're keeping safe. We are still working. We're taking phone calls. We're taking emails. And we have developed VetPro and the Automation Committee actually developed a program called Finger Ink. And we have implemented last week. We tested it out on Friday. And we are actually filing claims while you're at your home. This is brand new. We it's kind of a crash course in it. So, you know, give us some grace and patience. Have some patience with us. We're not filing all claims. So what it is you get on the phone with the vet rep, and if you want to file a clear and unmistakable error, or you want to file a rebuttal to something that you think they missed in evidence, and we don't have to supply, you don't have to come into our office and give us evidence or give us medical documentation, we can file it. While you're at home, you get on your phone. You do have to have a smartphone. And you type in fingerink.vetpro.us, and it comes up with a code. My vet rep will give you a code to punch in. And then you turn your phone sideways, you sign it, and it shows up in our computer system as a signed document.
Wow.
Yes, we're working hard at this because we know that some people have to file appeals and they run out of time. So we are filing appeals or notice of disagreements to Washington, D.C. We're filing intent to files as well. So let's say you want to do an increase, but you really can't get in because we're not taking walk-ins or having you drop off medical documentation. You want to file intent to file to hold your place for the month of March or April. You can file an intent to file over the phone with one of my vet reps. You just have to call our office. 225-5616 and find out who your vet rep is, talk to them, and go through it.
Okay, well, you know what? That sounds like something that could be used in the future, too, for people that are from further away.
Yes.
That they could use this.
Yes.
And it could probably cut down on time because if they just get on there and they're dealing with signing their names, and maybe at some point they can also, it's not right now, it may be in the future that you can scan in these documents.
Yes, we can eventually. The whole purpose is for them to sign the document at our vet rep's desk in the office. But we're kind of pushing outside the box this time because of the situation. Everybody has to stay home. We still want to help them. So we're just, this is a temporary thing. Not everybody's going to continue filing at home at your house unless you're bedridden. But other than that, we still want you to come back into the office, see the vet reps after you can leave your home and go in business as usual.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least you're being able to see people and or not see them.
Not see them.
I'll say see with my little parentheses up here, see. But you're able to still do some work.
Yes, absolutely.
So are all your people laid off?
No,
I mean, you're in there. You just got the door shut.
We have the door shut. Every single one of my veterans representatives and my office assistants are working.
Okay. Are you keeping them busy?
I am. We have lots of many projects that we are doing that's been basically on just kind of waiting there for us to have time, and we're doing it, which is amazing.
Okay.
So
I want to take a break now, and then I'm going to come back and talk about the VA and this COVID-19.
Yes.
Or as much as you know about it. We're trying to get the EDD on, and it was the strangest thing. I called yesterday and talked to a lady that said, I can't talk to you about it. You have to talk to my boss. Okay. Well, so I left a message for the boss, and all we were looking for there was for, you know, everybody, a lot of people are having to go in and get unemployment, you know, partial unemployment or unemployment because their businesses are shut down. And it seems like they'd be out there making lots of announcements. So maybe they will. Maybe she's just overwhelmed yesterday. But I wanted to see if you knew anything about the VA, because that's another group we're trying to get in here.
Absolutely. But,
hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 36 degrees out there. I hope that your heaters are working well. And by this time next week, it could be 100. Because that's just the way it is. Alliance Heating and Air can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. They've been voted best in the North State. It's a better-known business. They've been doing this for 25 years, so people are extremely professional. They come in every 6 months and look at our HVAC systems, make sure everything's working. They clean the filters, they check all the air ducts, and they make sure the thermostat's working correctly. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. I thoroughly, thoroughly endorse them. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and impact the COVID-19 virus is having on the veteran community.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Our casino relocation project will simulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Redding. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have questions for our guest today, Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice. It's going back and forth whether gun stores are considered essential businesses. I think they are. It seems like there's been a run on guns. In California, a lot of people are buying guns, and then a lot of jails are letting bad guys out because they're trying to control the COVID virus infection rate, so they're turning the bad guys loose. And then some places are shutting down the stores. It seems kind of like you're turning bad guys loose and you're not letting your citizens buy guns. I don't know. To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But Bastiani Arms, if you're going to buy a gun, if you want the ammo, if you want everything, go there. 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. Here, like I said, with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and her driver.
And my driver.
And her driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
I broke my foot.
Broke her foot.
I'm a klutz.
Yeah. She didn't know she had broken it.
No, I didn't. I'm Army Strong.
Army Strong.
I was walking on it for a week before I knew.
Be all you can be. hey, what impact is this having on our veterans? The virus, the things are being canceled everywhere. I know that I got a whole bunch of emails from you saying that events were not going to happen.
Yes, all the events are being canceled at least through June. We have an event, we're honoring Women Veteran Barbecue in the event in June on the 20th, but I have not canceled it. I will wait until April. Until the 14th to cancel that, and I'll let everybody know. But most of the events, almost all of them. So we're going to put out a newsletter on the 1st of April. We will not have an event page because there's nothing to report at this point. So
I know the Healing Waters event that they have every year where they have a dinner, and then there's a fishing tournament on the Sacramento for veterans that are members of this organization. Project Healing Waters has been canceled.
Yes.
And people have donated things to them for auctions and all that, and they're trying to get that back to everybody. So that's one of them. I know that many fundraisers that were going to happen were canceled. Yeah. At the VA, it seems I had an appointment for my regular physical there, and I got a phone call from them, and they said to me that the doctor would just, because it was just going to be a physical, we would do it over the phone.
Uh-huh.
I said, sure. And we just scheduled it. And you can still go down there and get your blood drawn and everything, and then the doctor will talk to you over the phone to keep the traffic in there down. That's what he was telling me.
Yeah, I was in there last week. I was in there last week, and it's pretty scarce. But they're not closed. They're open.
They're open.
You can get medication.
Urgent care.
Yes, you can. Actually, what a really cool thing they're starting is telehealth at home.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, there's an app on your phone where you can actually pull it up and have video conferencing with your doctor at your home on your phone or on your computer, which is a really cool thing that they've already. It's up and running. A lot of people don't trust that because they're afraid that it's not secure, but it is a secure line.
And it's a way to talk to your doctor face to face. I know the hospitals are doing this. I know physicians are doing this.
Yes.
Trying to, you know, because people still need to see a physician, but they don't need to especially come in unless they're bleeding or something.
And your prescriptions aren't going to be canceled. We get a lot of calls wondering, well, I'm not seeing my doctor. Will my prescription be canceled? No, my doctor there has reached out to me three times they actually have called me more now that this is going on and asked me questions and checking on my health and checking this and that, just mm-hmm. checking in more than they did before this started. So I think that they're really trying to do their due diligence to reach out to all the veterans. And if you haven't heard from your doctor, please call them, reach out to them. You can send a secure link on My Healthy Vet. It's very secure, and they will email you back on that. So I think that the VHA is really trying to reach everybody. They do have pre-screening at the door. They have a tent set up, and they pre-screen. If you think you have the virus, please call them. And then they will also, you can drive up as well. I did see a couple of cars drive up mm-hmm. and doctors or a nurse. I don't know what they were, but they were in this yellow outfit.
And a hazmat?
It looked like a hazmat outfit. And they were standing outside at the at their car door talking with them, having a conversation.
By the way, if you want to make your own hazmat when you're going out, if you a couple of those big 50-gallon garbage bags, cut a hole in there for your head and two holes for your arms. And you, if you have a face mask, like for scuba diving,
oh my gosh,
put that on there and then another mask over your face. So you can go out. Terry Raposa called in yesterday and said he saw where you could go to stores with, only gloves and a mask. And he showed up. He said that wasn't true. They wanted him to be wearing clothes.
Oh, yes, yes. Please wear clothes. Everybody,
you know, this, you know, I heard that, you know, Sue, every time I bring this up, Sue runs out of the room. Yeah, Terry, it's still funny.
It's funny.
What can we tell our veterans out there? I mean, things aren't moving through Congress, of course, but right. are the bureaucracies in there? I don't know how much of the bureaucracies in the government is really working. How many of them are essential personnel?
The VA is working. The VBA for your claims are working. They're working from home. They're still processing claims. The only thing that is not going on is the appeals conferencing on video conferencing and in-person conferencing through the Washington, D.C. If you have your appeal up there, they have stopped all video and in-person meetings. And that's the only thing they've stopped. Your claim is still processing. There are people still working your claims. The call center is still open. You can still get on My Healthy Vet. Everything's still up and running. So,
okay.
Safe, you know that your claim is still being processed.
Well, that's good, you know, because, you know, things change all the time. People have, new people coming in all the time. So at least it's good to know is that the system is still working. It may be a little bit slower, but it's still working. Guest, and here's from a question from one of our guests. Wonder if guests can be remoted in by phone for this, for our show. And, yeah, we can do that. But a lot of times people like to come in. We separate ourselves. My producer's in another room, totally. Every guest, once they're finished, we have a extremely potent sanitizing solution here that we wipe all over the microphones, yes. The headphones, the table that they're sitting at. Did you feel safe? The smell,
I did.
The smell is
the
overpowering.
The smell is, it's very strong.
Yeah, right now it's burnout.
But yes,
it's burnout most of my nose. I'm going to have to come in and I'm going to try and get a disability off of this.
Right?
That I can no longer smell anything but lemon scented Clorox.
So yes, you wiped everything down and made me feel safe. So definitely come in.
There's no hugging. I tell you what.
No hugging.
People are huggers in Redding. Mm-hmm. That stopped. I haven't shaken hands with people, not because I don't love them. It's just, you know, hey, we're just doing this for now. There'll be a plethora. There'll be a veritable avalanche of hugs when this thing goes away as people catch up.
Yes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about...
Try not to get emotionally involved, though. Okay.
Foothill High School and my son.
You know what? Let me take a break first, because this is affecting a lot of people. And
it
this
is.
Even though this hasn't got anything to do with the VA, this is something that's affecting people all over the United States. And it's one of the, it's some of the fallout from the COVID. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Linda tried to be shelter in place there, and I don't think they would let her. But Four Winds Jewelry, it's another one of those businesses that's probably closed, but you can't keep them out. You know, don't forget about them. You know, these are, as we start coming back into going to our stores, run down there. We're here to support our local businesses. We have so many local businesses out there that are going to be in trouble because of this. So, you know, don't think big box stores. Don't think, I hate to say it because Taco Bell is one of my favorite places. Don't think Taco Bell. Think La Cabana. Think of the Sandwichery. Think of Little Max's, Little Maxwell's. Think of all these places, Country Kitchen, all these that are, you know, they're serving food out there. You just come in and you pick it up. And again, we have got to support our local businesses. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver, 7:45 in the morning. It's about 37 degrees out there where it looks like it's going to be nice and shiny today. We're looking for rain and maybe even possibly some thunderstorms today. We'll be right back.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North 8 Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567 here on the 25th of March, 7:49 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Though it looks like it's shiny right now, as we're supposed to be getting thunderstorms later on today, rain. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is hiring. More and more people need help in their home during this time period, and she is hiring. If you give them a call at 226-8350, or if you're having some help or you need some help for your family, give them a call, like I said, at 226-8350, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Home Helpers is there for you. I'm here with Celestina Traver, and let's go to the phones real quick. Bob, good morning. Good morning, Bob. Hello, Bob. You're on.
Hello.
You're on, Bob.
Hi. I just want to say, if you're a veteran or if your parents or dads are veterans, to get registered with the VA, both at Shasta's local and the VA clinic. I'm going through this with my dad.
Hey, Bob. Bob, you're really breaking up. You're really breaking up. Please call back again and see if we can get a better better line in here. Celestina, you wanted to talk about something on about your son.
I did. And well, I just wanted to talk about seniors in general. Mm-hmm. Seniors, don't forget to send someone you know that's 18 like a card, or call them up, because I know that my son, he's 18 and he's a senior at Foothill, and he's being affected by this virus. Yes, they have, they've been doing homework over the phone and over Google Docs, but he doesn't get to have his senior prom. He doesn't get to walk down the aisle and graduate. We don't have sober grad party. And these are things that they've been waiting for their whole time in their life.
They've been
life.
Waiting 12 years for this.
Absolutely.
And you know, people say, oh, that's a little thing to give up. And in reality, will they be forever suffer for this? No. But
no.
It's also hit my granddaughter mm-hmm. in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was flying down there for her graduation and mm-hmm. am not now. But yeah. The whole thing is this is just another thing. You know, when we look at 802 people dying in the United States, so this seems kind of minor, but we can't help mm-hmm. but, you know, this is how this is affecting us. Besides the businesses,
all ages.
Even if kids are, I think we had the first death of somebody, a person under the age of 18, was just a couple of days ago down in L.A. But the younger they are, it seems like there's this, you know, they've still got some kind of built-in immunity for this. But mm-hmm. this is just another impact.
It is. It is. And children at home, I know my son's going stir crazy. But
oh, I've seen things that are just hilarious out there.
The memes.
People are scraping off my son is the, or my child is the student of the month. They're scraping it off their bumpers. Kids, you know, the teachers are showing up drunk at homeschooling.
It's hilarious.
All of these things. But,
yes.
Okay, but when we talk about being shut in.
Yes.
This is, you brought this up during the break, too. Those with post-traumatic stress.
Yes.
And now they're being shut in and not being able to go maybe to group counseling and stuff like that.
Correct. And, you know, they, even though they like to stay at home, but they are now, shelter in place is really causing some issues with their PTSD. And so we have spoke to them on the phone. You can still call a counselor at the VA clinic. You can still, Shasta County Mental Health is still open. You can speak to someone. But what we are saying is please, If you know of an elderly veteran, Korean War, World War II, or even a Vietnam veteran, or someone that lives alone, please call them or drop off a card at their door and knock on their door and walk away. Say hi to your neighbor, and you know, and but pick up that phone and really reach out to friends and family. I know that my husband was saying that people are writing, you know, just inspirational messages on the sidewalk.
Oh,
so
yeah,
when
there's
people
things
are
going
walking,
on out there. Yes.
Yes.
They're having,
how cool
they're
is
having,
that?
They're having happy hour from the yards.
Yes.
From their
yeah.
yards. One will be in one yard, one be other, but they can still, you know, they kind of chit-chat louder.
It's like toast. Here you go.
Our neighbors across the street, there was a knock on the door, and when I opened the door, Michelle, who is such a nice lady, she and her other half, John, she left a flounder that he had caught in Alaska. It's frozen.
Oh, that's amazing.
And fruit.
Very
off
nice.
The tree, and there she was standing at the top of the stair, you know, I mean, across mm-hmm. our yard mm-hmm. of the stairwell there, and she says, hey, it's just dinner. And, yeah. I mean, it's things like this that are going on that shows, again, one of the reasons that we like Reading, that we live in Reading.
Yeah.
But for those, our veterans with that post-traumatic stress that do spend a lot of time inside, you know, you can still go out. You can still go out for walks.
You can still
get out on the streets.
Walk your dog.
Walk your dog. Go for walks along the river trail because, I mean, it just keep your space, but it gets you out there. And 30 minutes of exercise is good for you.
McConnell Foundation, their walking trail, there's lots of people on it. They're spaced out, but it's a huge area to walk. Get out there and get some sunshine when it's not hailing and raining. And get out there and get some fresh air. If you feel like you need someone to talk to besides us, and you can't get through to the VA clinic and mental health, you can always call the suicide hotline, and you can also call the
There's other ones too. If you call 211 for Shasta County, they will get you into the right areas too. Mm-hmm. And that's just 211. Mm-hmm. It's not 911, but 211. That'll get you know that'll help you with what's going on here the COVID-19, but it will get you into the right areas for somebody to talk to.
Military One Source. That's it.
Military One Source.
There's so many. So if you need the numbers, please call our office, 225-5616.
And you guys always answer.
We always answer.
You always answer.
We do.
And if you could get in there, they used to have like little bear claws.
We
out
do.
There by the coffee pot.
We have fresh coffee and bear claws or donuts.
Not that it's doing you any good now.
No.
So I'm getting, you know, you're hearing that little popping sound? That's my chat room that's going for it. You know, they're talking about controlling germs and the worse it smells, the less you should use. That's the reason it smells bad.
It is bad.
Lysol will kill everything. So stand by. Celestina, thanks a lot for coming today.
Thank you so much
that you do for our veterans community. We went through, as many people know, we went through a series of Shasta County Veteran Service Officers. It just seemed like they got worse. And then Tommy Keys, who was trying to set it back up. And then he left, though, because he had fallen in love and he's gotten married since then back in North Carolina. And then they finally made the right decision and put Celestina in there. And you have just done wonders.
You've
added people to it. Your production of getting the request forwarded. You helped people. You know, I worked with you with one of our Marines that was having a problem and since passed away. And you were there. You had everything done. You made it as easy on the family as you could. But that's the kind of work that all your people do.
Yes.
So thank
great
you.
Great team. I have a really great team. Thank you.
And if you need anything, if you're a veteran or if you have questions, like a lot of times I'll vector people to you that it's their parents and they mm-hmm. needed something and they needed like a DD-214. I just told them to call your office that they would be able to help you. And you, yes. I'm sure you do that a lot.
Yes, actually, we walking people through how to order your DD-214 online this last week. And we can mail you a SF-180 so that you can fill it out. And then uh-huh. when you fill it out, you can either mail it back or fax it back, or you can bring it in when this is lifted.
Right. Okay. Celestina, thank you so much for being with us
today.
Thank you. And be careful out there since you have a tendency to break things. hey, when we come back, we have Adam McElbain, Reading Mayor, will be joining us and to talk about what Reading is doing to combat the COVID-19, what's going on at City Hall, and more.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. That $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's far more than an economic stimulus package.
This is a wartime level of investment into our nation. The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus and reclaim our future.
The agreement was announced shortly after midnight. After several days of negotiation, congressional leaders and the White House agreed on a $2 trillion emergency package to prop up the economy during the early stages of the coronavirus crisis. The historic package will send direct payments to most Americans. Unemployment benefits will be expanded. And there's a $367 billion program to help small businesses keep paying workers who are forced to stay home. In what was a major sticking point, there's $500 billion for guaranteed subsidized loans to larger industries. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And the Senate may vote on the bill this afternoon. Senate and House approval required in order to send it along to President Trump for his signature. The New York City metro area, especially hard hit by the virus, the White House urging people who recently left the region to self-quarantine for 14 days. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti worries that his city is about a week behind New York, seeing a spike of coronavirus cases.
It's coming. The peak is not here yet. The peak will be bad. People will lose their lives. Many of us will know those people. Tragically, some of them will be our family members or even people watching here today.
Britain's Prince Charles has tested positive for the virus. He's now in self-quarantine in Scotland, experiencing minor symptoms, according to Buckingham Palace. Stock futures remain mixed on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 431 points. The Nasdaq down 6. The S&P is up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As we all know, the stock market has been on a sharp decline, and American retirees have lost a significant portion of their retirement. Many Americans are moving to physical gold and silver as a recession-proof safe haven for their retirement. American Hartford Gold Group is a trusted leader in gold and silver, and they make it simple and easy for you to hold physical gold and silver in your retirement account. If you're listening right now, the American Hartford Gold Group is giving $500 in free silver to all qualified customers. Call them at 866-663-9160. That's 866-663-9160. Begin protecting your savings in retirement. Call to see if you qualify for $500 in free silver at 866-663-9160. That's the American Hartford Gold Group at 866-663-9160. Call 866-663-9160 today.
Foreign ministers from Europe and North America hold a video conference today to discuss the global virus pandemic. The conference coming ahead of a G20 video summit tomorrow on the same subject.
Most countries have tackled coronavirus by doing their own thing, and that's led to criticism. There hasn't been enough of a global response. Well, now the international community is finally grinding into action. Saudi Arabia, which has the current G20 presidency, said the summit would consider a coordinated international response to the virus, looking not just at how to resist the pandemic, but also ensure global economic stability. Antonio Guterres, the United Nations Secretary General, urged the group to agree a stimulus package worth trillions of dollars to help protect the global economy.
The BBC's James Landale. An international aid group says virus-related closures keeping it from reaching 300,000 people in conflict zones across the Mideast. News and analysis, townhall.com. Parts of the Deep South have been pounded by powerful storms. A suspected tornado damaging a store in northern Mississippi along with other structures nearby. Teresa Hazelwood telling WTVA the bad weather hit with little warning.
It was like as soon as it started, it was over. And then I looked up and, I mean, everything was gone.
At one point, she says, she wondered whether she would survive the violent storm.
It just, like, was coming very slow. So, I mean, I was like, I looked around, I didn't know what to do. I just got back in my car and held on to the steering wheel and just prayed to God, oh, please just help me. And, I mean, things were going every which way. I mean, I could feel the vehicle move. It lifted. It's moved me out of the parking spot.
For a while, severe storm watches were posted for wide areas of the South, including parts of Tennessee and Georgia. Some people suffered minor injuries in areas raked by the storms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's the 25th of March. Sue, you let the month get away again.
I know. I can't believe how fast time
is. I lost control, and so I think it was the end of September, maybe the beginning of October, and it has just rushed since then.
It is.
Yeah. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is doing a lot for preparation to ensure that the patients they have inside the facility are being taken care of. They're ensuring the people who are coming in aren't infected with anything, and if they are, they're immediately quarantined. They're doing a lot of stuff to help combat this COVID-19 crisis we have going right now. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the weather look like?
The sun's shining,
and everybody's saying, oh, I'm going to go out and do this today, but not so fast.
Right. Well, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11. Mostly sunny with a high of 57 and calm wind becoming south, southeast around 6 miles per hour by the afternoon. Now tonight, mostly clear and a low of 34. Tomorrow, sunny and 62 with a low of 35 under mostly clear skies. For Friday, sunny and 60 with increasing clouds and a 30% chance of rain and a low of 43. Then for Saturday and Sunday, a chance of showers with a high of 57 for Saturday, 63 for Sunday, with lows dropping in the 40s overnight. It is, well, mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 40, 39 in Anderson, 35 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 37 degrees in downtown Redding. And if you are planning on traveling, they're still doing some road maintenance. Plus, you can expect to use chains in some of the higher elevations. We do have snowplows and chains required on 44. Also this morning on 36 past Paynes Creek. If you're heading towards the coast, expect to slow down near Weaverville this morning. And if you're heading north on Interstate 5, traffic slowing down near Mount Shasta this morning and closer to Hornbrook. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, the weather report and the road condition report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are still delivering propane out to everybody, to all the stores and people that need it. Since you're home a lot more, you probably need more propane. Well, they're making sure that you have it. Plus, they have opened up a new line of generators that can run your whole house or just portions of your house. Give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Sue, when you get a chance, check on Alturas in Cedarville and the routes up there and see if those are open.
You got it.
Okay, thanks. Hey, we are here with Adam McElvain, the mayor of Redding, California. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
You know, you're a veteran.
Yes.
And thank you for your service. We were discussing during the break that, you know, it was easier in Iraq. I mean, there's people that are trying to kill you, and things like that. But, you know, it was easier than all this stuff that's going on. Has being in the military with this kind of going on, does that help?
Absolutely. And it's one of those things where it's we're in a difficult situation right now. And, you know, it's definitely a high-stress environment for a lot of leaders. But it's interesting that you mentioned that, because about a week ago it did remind me of how I felt in the military. You know, every day you're waking up, you're taking on the mission. It's incredibly important. But, yeah, I feel like my training and experience in the military has been a tremendous help for this particular issue.
You have to break things down into into intermediate objectives, and because if you look at the big objective, it's too much. It's kind of like an elephant. You got to eat it a bite at a time. It's the same thing with something like this. You have to set up a bunch of intermediate objectives, get your people online, get them, everybody briefed up on what they have to do, and then you just have to accomplish each objective as you move forward with this.
It's a moving target.
And it's constantly moving, yeah. What is the city of Reading doing during this crisis?
The first thing, I mean, we are experiencing the guidelines and directives just like everybody else. So we're seeing these come down from the state, from the federal government, from the CDC. And so last week after the governor's speech last Thursday night, kind of brought it to a new level of seriousness. And so we, you know, the city as an employer, I think we're the fourth largest employer in the county. We have to also adhere to all the directives. So, you know, we sent people home. Some people are on administrative leave. Many people are teleconferencing. We're, you know, adhering to all the social distancing recommendations. So internally, you know, we had to reshape the city because we need to comply with those directives immediately. And so that was, I think that was a significant undertaking for us to put that together. Externally, a lot of the things right now that we're looking at, I've asked the vice mayor to convene a small business task force made up of individuals from different industries within Reading. As the mayor, I want to keep a really close eye on our business community and the impacts that they're experiencing from different industries, because, you know, this is having a different impact within different groups. You know, we have the essential services, we have the non-essential services.
Has anybody figured out what essential services is yet? I mean, I know what it says, but there's so much wiggle room in there.
It does, because there are businesses that come up, and is this essential or non-essential, and it's somewhat difficult to tell right now. So you're right, there does seem to be some gray area there. And so, you know, we're going to keep dealing with this one day at a time. I'm really focused on, you know, we keep talking about flattening the curve for the virus, right? But at the same time, we're creating now this new curve in the economy and for our small businesses. And it's totally uncharted waters, because these businesses are closing not because they're bad businesses. They're closing because they're being told to.
And so, it's not only that, but so many of these businesses are they depend on cash flow. Yeah. You know, each month. And so I doubt if very many of them have 2 months of store, you know, of cash set aside to be able to run your business. And so these are going to be solid businesses that we're going to see some of them disappear, I fear.
So, yeah, I really hope not. You know, I hope we can weather through this hump. And I think a lot depends on how long this lasts. You know, if it lasts, obviously, I think everyone's hope is that it's as short as possible. And it's my hope that it only lasts a week or two longer and that everybody can get back to work. And hopefully that, you know, we see.
Well, the only way we're going to beat this is by flattening the curve. The only way we're going to do this is keep people separated. The we're finding that if they don't do it, I mean, we've got historical evidence from the Spanish flu show we had, that if you don't social distance, if you don't cancel these things, that it gets worse. Your death rate's worse. We're up to 802. That was of last night in the United States. It's nowhere near what some of the other countries are having. But then again, we haven't got a lot of people tested, and we don't know how serious, you know, this thing could be. We may have beaten this thing. We just don't know it yet, or we may just not even know how bad it's going to be. A question that came in Is the city going to give customers a break in their bills?
So right now, the city council has already approved $2 million in rate relief for the electric utility customers in the city. So that's every resident, every business, every small business. And it's just under $50, and we hope to see that come back in April.
Well, when you get a $500 electric bill and you get $50 back, oh, that's good. That's in April.
Is
the city going to give customers a break in their bills? Are they be able to, like, spread them out over time, things like this? Are you going to be cutting off electricity to people?
No, we've suspended all utility cutoffs
during
the emergency. So when the city council declared our local state of emergency last Tuesday, utility shutoffs have been suspended.
Okay. What about evictions?
So we're looking into evictions right now. I know that the state has discussed that, so we could see a state directive come down at any time now that says that we need to suspend or put a moratorium on evictions as well. But we are looking at that today as a city, if that's something that we can put in place as a city.
Okay. We're with Adam McElvain, Reading Mayor, talking about things they're doing. All utility cutoffs have been canceled. You've started you're putting a group together for the small businesses, trying to touch on all the small different agencies or different areas of small businesses to see what the city can do. We're going to take a quick break here, 8:15 in the morning here on the 25th. It's 36 degrees out there, partly cloudy. We're supposed to get rain today. We'll see what happens. We keep saying we're going to get rain, but I'm getting burnt up in here from the sun that's coming through. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. The stock market set a record yesterday with over 2,000 points, gained over 2,000 points. It's a new record. So if you're a financial manager, you have got to keep your head on your shoulders. Because, you know, if they say tomorrow that, you know, that they're not going to get masking or something, it'll drop 2,000. So, but if you need assistance, you want somebody to talk to, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, give them a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, and she'll be able to find a way to help you, whether it's insurance or financial services. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain, and Terry, I'll get to you right after the break.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. At to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Yeah, I was moving a little bit out there, too hot-blooded.
You were. And, Carl, you asked me a little bit earlier about the roads and ice dancing this morning. Oh, my, what a distraction. Someone wanted to know how it's looking near Alturas on 299. Now, we do have snow plows out and about, but as you get closer to Cedarville, snow tires or chains required. So right around Alturas is looking pretty good. But once again, any direction you travel on 299, you will run into delays.
So Cedarville, you need what, four-wheel drive?
It looks like chains required all the way eastbound 299, chain control in effect, 9 miles west of Cedarville, all the way past the border.
9 miles west of Cedarville. Okay.
9 miles west of Cedarville. And
it's
then,
in Alturas.
Like, all, yeah. And
is, that,
so,
is that snow range there?
Alturas does not look like they're having chain requirements right in Alturas, but literally any direction on 299, you're going to need chains.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. 8:21 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. They are the premier retirement community up here in Redding, California. They have people, of course, from all over, but the gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation, they have it all there. This is not an assisted living community. This is for active seniors. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and arrange a personalized tour there. You also get lunch. Adam goes down and eats all the time. We're here with Adam McElvain, Mayor of Redding. And let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
This good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
This isn't about going to Safeway again, is it?
Yeah, I read that on the internet. I thought it was kind of cute. Anyway, yeah, what you're talking about, Adam, is Executive Order Number 33-20. That was what the governor signed as his executive order. But I have something that maybe the city should research. There's a gentleman named Mark Muser, who you might know, who was the Republican candidate for the Secretary of State for California. And he does a breakdown on what is actually lawful and what is not lawful and what actually has to be complied with and actually what the city would comply with, of their own free will. It's a very good breakdown, and there's a video on it. It's very short, and I'll make sure Sal sends it to you and to you too, Carl.
Okay.
On Sunday at 9 a.m. on Jefferson State of Mind, we are going to have Richard Viardo in, and Richard is going to be talking about this executive order, exactly what is legal, what is not legal, And he's going to be breaking it down because the health and safety codes are very distressful in the way some of the ways they're written. So I think we all need to be aware of what is going to be legal or not.
And also, what rights are you surrendering right now?
It's what rights they're violating right now. That's the important thing. And Mark goes into this. And Mark's, Mark Muser's a good friend and no slouch. I mean, he ran as the writ in California for the Secretary of State. So it's not like he doesn't know what he's talking about. So we need to have keep that all into consideration as we make these decisions in our cities. You don't want to have anybody who's a public official getting a Title 18 law enforced against them because they're taking away people's constitutional rights. So I think we need to really be aware of what's going on. I did call the governor yesterday, and I called about the house taxes because, Carl, you brought up a really good point the other day when you were talking about, are our property taxes going to be deferred or backed up maybe till May 1st or something? At this point, the only person that has jurisdiction over moving the time frame in which we pay our property taxes is the governor. No one else can do it. And at this point, he hasn't done a thing. But I want to remind people that, if you call the franchise tax board here in town, those nice ladies that work there are only the messenger.
Yeah, you don't need to get upset with them.
You don't need to get mad at them because they're nice people.
It's like you said, the only person that can change this is the governor, so we'll see what happens.
Yes, sir. That's the only person that can change it. So,
hey, Terry, thanks a lot, buddy. And I told your story again this morning. So
it's important people listening on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sunday, we're going to be talking about the rights that people are going to be stomped on during this. And everybody's agreeing with it. Not everybody, but a lot of people are. Okay, thanks a lot, buddy.
You betcha.
Okay, Adam, here's a question. We talked a little bit about it. Homeless.
Mm-hmm.
They're not staying 6 feet apart. There's no hand washing stations. They've got compromised immune systems. I talked to Health and Human Services about this when they were on last Friday, and it wasn't a warm fuzzy that I got that things were being done. What's the city doing about this?
So in regards to enforcing these issues, we take our directives also from public health. So we're looking to public health for those directives. We have had preliminary discussions at the city about any measures that we can take to help with the homeless situation, to give them cleaner environments and things like that. So we have been in those discussions, but I would say at this point, public health is the lead agency in our county on that issue, and we are waiting for directive from them.
I would think the fear would be in the state of California, since almost 50% of all the homeless live in the state of California, and we have so many here, mm-hmm. that would be a breeding ground for COVID-19. Once it got into one of those communities, that it would race through a community like that, mm-hmm. which then again overwhelms our hospitals and stuff. I've seen only that there's only been one homeless down in L.A. that's tested positive for this, but I can't help but think we're not testing those people. So how do we know?
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult thing to say at this point, and it's been on my mind since the beginning, because in the first couple weeks of this, I didn't hear anyone bring up the homeless community.
You should listen
to her. That they're vulnerable. I don't know if you did.
Oh,
either,
no,
but
I did, because it to me seems like,
well, we're on the same page then. We're thinking about that.
Well, yeah, you have to, because and this isn't against the homeless or people living out in the streets, but a lot of them are ill, mentally ill. A lot of them have compromised immune systems. There's no way that they're washing their hands. There's no way that they've got sanitary conditions out there. How do they stay clean? How do they sanitize themselves? Well, they don't, and they don't stay 6 feet apart. So it just seems to me is that that might be an effort that I'm sure the governor is looking at. He's trying to get people off the streets, but there seems to me we could put out hand washing stations and stuff like on certain places there, like in front of the library or the post office over in Yuba Street.
So we have, we do have the porta potties that we put out in different areas in town for the homeless, which has been really successful. But I think that's been going on for more than 2 or 3 years. We've put out hand washing stations in the past, and they don't last very long.
Well, that may be, but things are different now.
That's true. That's true. But if they still only last a day or two, it's something, you know, what, you know, do we need to keep putting those out?
Well, if they keep getting destroyed, you're right. But yeah. Again, we're looking at the long-term effects that this could have on people.
Correct.
Okay. Well, so nothing's being done.
Well, again, you know, a lot of this, Carl, is this just got really serious, I want to say, Friday. And here we are. It's Wednesday of the next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, less than a week later.
And so we're taking this day by day like everybody else, but
You can't even go out and buy like 1,000 hand sanitizers because you can't find them to hand out to these people. You know, hand out to people on the streets to say, here, try to keep your, you know, at least sanitize your hands before you eat and everything.
And you know, it might be a good idea to talk to the mission. I was in a meeting with them a couple weeks ago. But
I think I got them on. They're coming on Monday.
They'll probably have a lot more information on. You know, the procedures that they're putting in place. Because I'm sure they're, you know, with the sleeping arrangements they have out there, I'm sure they're having to take extra precautions.
Yeah, they're having to separate people. Mm-hmm. So, but they're serving 500 meals a day out there. And they're having problems, too, with the food, getting the food and everything.
Right.
Okay.
So we'll keep looking at it, and we'll wait. You know, we'll hope that we have something come from public health and how to deal with that situation. You know, we don't have any doctors at City Hall. You know, we don't have any health experts.
You have a physician's assistant, don't you? With isn't Julie Winters? She's either nurse practitioner.
Correct. Right.
So, but are you all? Well, I'm going to take a break now. But that brings up something else. Is the city talking to our medical groups around here, like Dignity?
Every day.
And Shasta Regional and the Health and Human Services, y'all are talking then daily.
Oh, yeah. There's conference calls every day because, you know, we're having to deal with the new directives, the new the new mandates. And it's something, too, where I want to touch on something Terry said. I do agree with him from the beginning. This has not felt good. I mean, obviously, none of it feels good, but from a constitutional perspective, as soon as they started limiting gatherings, you know, there were red flags going off in my mind that that's a constitutional violation. So I'm definitely paying very close attention to that. But right now, you know, we've had both of our president and our governor ask us to do these things.
Yeah.
And I feel like right now it's important.
Well, this is the only way. We're going to blunt this. This is the only way to flatten that curve. And flattening the curve means that, you know, that people get it, but they all don't get it at one time. And if they get it all at one time, it's going to overrun our medical facilities as good as they are. That's why the National Guard's been called up in a lot of places. This is why the Marine Corps has been put on alert and the Army units have been put on alert that they may, you know, a Navy ship, one of the medical ships, the Mercy, and I think the other one is – I don't know, I can't remember what the other name is, but they're going to both coasts because they have 1,000 beds that they can help with in case this thing gets out of hand, which so far it has not. And part of the reason it has is the social distancing, the sanitizing. People are doing what the president has asked people to do and the governors of the states have asked to do. And so we want to stay in front of this thing instead of getting behind it, because once we get behind it, it just gets worse. So,
I agree. And I think the city needs to be proactive as well and needs to be part of the solution.
Okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. You don't think about it, but the reason that you're still able to buy food and get all these, you get, you know, the your cases of beer, is because of truckers. Well, SST Oil is running gasoline, diesel fuel, kerosene all over the western United States. Their guys and girls are working very hard to make sure that you have enough gas to get to places, that you have, that nobody is having a shortage of gas, kerosene, or diesel. That's SST Oil. They have, just like they do during the fire seasons, they are there for us. Big shout-out to those guys and girls. It's an employee-owned business. They're always looking for truck drivers. And if you're looking for a place to work, and if you've got a, if you've got your Class C, you might want to really take a look at SST Oil. They treat your people extremely well, and they're always busy. Give them a call at 241-1167. We'll be right back with the mayor of Reading, Adam McElvain.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 37 degrees out there. On the 25th of March, 2020, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is, and this is, it's interesting. This is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which is shut down. And I put that on the Facebook yesterday. I said, Shasta, or Cypress Square Barbershop shut down. Damn. I had more comments on that than I had on other things that, you know, actually had to do with the, you know, the virus and other things. But thank you to all those people out there that have offered to cut my hair for free, using anything from sheep shears to, God knows what else. Somebody said a blowtorch, I think. But I'll just keep my hair here until they open up again. But that Cypress Square Barbershop, a great place, and I can't wait till they open up. We're here with Adam McElvain, our Reading mayor, and there's all types of questions coming in here, but these are so far above our pay grade. Like, how come if we have 20 to 50,000 flu deaths a year, we don't get overrun in the hospitals? And yet we're concerned that, you know, that, you know, 800, 900 COVID viruses, COVID-19 viruses would overrun us. And I don't really have a big answer on that, except that flu deaths are there's ways of preventing and curing that, but with COVID, it's much deadlier. And that's what they're afraid of, is that they get overrun with thousands of those cases, you know, because it needs ventilators and all these others, which probably bad flu conditions also have.
Yeah, I'm not a medical professional, so it's difficult for me to say, but you know, it's possible that we might be overblowing this to an extent, this issue. But you know, we want to be sensitive. We want, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are anxious. There's a lot of people that are angry that their lives are being interrupted.
They point back to the H1N1 from 2010 that killed thousands, and yet we had no reaction to it. There was no
stock market collapse.
There was no business to stop. There was no social distancing. There was none of that. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing in the media. I wonder how much of this is because of it's a political year. And as we know, most of the media is down on Trump. Mm-hmm. Biden, who looks like he's going to be the one that's going to be running against Trump, nobody's seen him in like 8 days. They attack Trump on what he's doing about the virus, yet his approval rating for how he's handling the virus raises every day. Mm-hmm. I don't know what any president – I don't know why the same reaction wasn't during H1N1, because it cost – what was it? It was over, 12,000-13,000 deaths or more. It may have been more than
I think
that.
It was 20,000.
20,000 deaths for H1N1.
And it was like 2,000 kids.
Yeah, and it hit kids bad, mm-hmm. where this one doesn't seem to be. So I think a lot of this is a media circus going
well,
on.
Well, there's no doubt that this has been political since the beginning, and that's one of the most irritating things about it, is because it's there's not concrete information on what's happening, and a lot of that might be because it's a new strain of virus, but you saw the president started with doing a travel ban to China
back in January,
criticized,
oh my, castigated, a racist, right. It's racist,
and now it's kind of the opposite. So the politicization of this is a real issue, and it's not helping anyone.
Because our economy, and let's get right back down to it, you know, it's the economy. Mm-hmm. The stock market, biggest gain it's had since 1936 or something like that, or maybe it's ever. And yet our businesses here in town, how much longer, Adam, do you think businesses are going to do this before they say, you know what?
We can't go much longer. We honestly can't. I mean, it's something – I would hope that within the next month we see – I'm guessing the president will say first, hey, let's remove these restrictions. Everybody go back to life as normal, but we need to be smarter. I think there'll be new precautions put in place to still continue to prevent the virus from spreading.
Maybe he's betting on the fact that we're going to have some treatment, like we talked about, the doctor in New York who treated over 350 people with it.
Right.
The
malaria drug.
The malaria drug, mm-hmm. the quinine type. It's a form of quinine. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to shift over to where are we in our wireless transformation of the city?
You know, it's that report is completed, and we're hoping to bring it to the council at the second meeting in April. But I don't know. I would probably rather focus on what we're dealing with today, and maybe come back and talk about that later.
Okay.
Because that's kind of on the back burner right now. We want to get through this, and we want to make sure that, I think it's really smart for the city to take a proactive approach with this and to be a part of the solution rather than waiting till it's finished and trying to pick up the pieces. So, I'm really going to push the city in that direction. I think it's important. And everything that we're seeing from leadership is that we need to do what we can to mitigate the impact on businesses so that when it's time to rebound, that they can come back, rehire their employees, everybody can get back to work, life can continue as normal as much as we can get back to it.
It appears that when I was talking to Joe Rodola from the Small Business Administration that people can apply, and he said something like 700,000 businesses have already applied for assistance in the state of California. And it's kind of already it's already slowing things down, but it's not crashing the system by any means. It's just slowing it down a little bit. You can apply all the way up to December of 2020 from what's happened during this month. And you need certain types of paperwork. Just give Joe a call or go online. You don't even need to have last year's taxes if you've already, you know, if you've already, if your business has already put them in, they'll just automatically send them over there. All you have to do is show a quarterly report showing how it's affected you. And you don't have to pay it back for a year. You don't have to start paying it back for a year. So this could help. You know, is the city going to be putting things out on that, on how businesses can seek assistance from the city, the state, and the feds?
You know, we definitely can. I would probably point to better sources that can put that information together, like the Small Business Association or the Chamber of Commerce. I don't think we don't want to fill their role when they're already providing that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can definitely point people in that direction for that information.
What's Jake? Of course, Jake Mangus is in charge of the – he's the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. What conversations have you had with him?
So we've talked about small business. I reached out to him because I wanted to know what he was hearing from these different industries and how they're being impacted, and that's kind of where – gave me the impetus to say, hey, let's put together a committee that's meeting regularly, obviously in the digital way, so they can keep the social distance, but that we have some regular communication right now so that we understand what their impacts are. And if the city can adjust and help, that we can do that. So I think that's really important because we want to keep everyone safe and healthy in the city. But at the same time, we want to protect jobs and businesses as well as we can and be a part of that solution so that we can rebound as well as possible when this, you know, when we sort of get the green light to go back to normal life.
Yeah, if at least we can get a caution light that we can start opening up some more, you know, some other businesses, or at least for, you know, maybe during certain hours or something. Okay. Hey, we're with Adam McElvain, the Reading mayor. He's talked about a number of different things. One's putting together a group of people to study the impact it's having. He's on daily phone calls with Shasta Regional and Mercy and the Health and Human Services on updates of what's going on. They're staying on top of what the governor is putting out as far as businesses being closed, the fact that people are being encouraged not to get together. All the social distancing, there's been nothing said about police going to enforce this?
So as far as enforcement goes, and this is something that I've gotten multitudes of emails and direct messages, phone calls about businesses that aren't closing. And so right now, public health, just starting today, mm-hmm. is going to be reaching out to businesses to educate them on the directives given by the state and federal government, the CDC guidelines. And
are you getting a lot of businesses not closing that should?
No, I haven't seen a lot of that in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, I don't want to I think it's important that we follow the guidelines right now, but I really appreciate, you know, one thing I love about Reading, Carl, is that Reading has grit. You know, it's a city with true grit. We you know, we're not a wealthy city, and I don't think anybody would sort of coin us as that kind of city, but we have grit, and I'd take grit over wealth any day, especially when we're in
a situation
like we are today. So I appreciate that we have so many businesses fighting to for their livelihood. And so right now there aren't currently any our police department is not citing people for enforcement. If businesses are open, public health will reach out to them and mm-hmm. let them know. And public health can request from us to enforce through citations.
Okay.
That has not occurred at this time.
Okay.
That could change, though. The governor could say tomorrow,
yeah,
we need the police to start enforcing.
You're seeing all these people at the beaches. Whiskeytown, I understand, was full this weekend.
I went to Whiskeytown this weekend. There were families everywhere.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Well, the leadership has been encouraging people to get out. And,
yeah, but when you put a lot of people on the beach together, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
When I was there, it was different, though, you know, when I was there, Carl, because people were kind of keeping their bubbles, you know, the different families from each other. It wasn't anything like normal. I mean, it was kind of surreal, actually. But people were out enjoying themselves, and it was good. You know, when I was coming home Friday from work, my daughter was playing in our front yard, and the two girls that live across the street were playing in their front yard across the street from each other. And it was cute and sad at the same time, you know, to see what's happening right now. So I think it's good for people to get outdoors, obviously, and maintain the guidelines. But I can't think of a time when I've seen more families and people out walking around than.
Yeah, we try to do that. Okay, yeah. You got to take a break. 8:48 in the morning, 36 degrees out there. It's calling for rain. It doesn't look like it right now, but you can never tell around here. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:49 in the morning here on the 25th of March. Adam McElvain, Redding's mayor, is with us today.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 605-4567 is our phone number. Today's the 25th, 8:52 in the morning, 38 degrees out there. Partly cloudy. It's supposed to be raining later on today and then clearing up. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We've got people on the line. Let's start with Nick. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to make a comment. There is a segment of our community that has realized an economic boom from this. They're so used to losing their money down at Wind River. Now that it's closed, they don't know what to do with all their savings.
Thank you, Nick.
You're welcome. Bye.
Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on. You're live.
Okay. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I've got to tell you, I sure hope that the governor doesn't have people start getting in trouble for going about their business, because I'm in kind of an awkward position because I live alone, and I've got certain things that are piling up that I won't go into detail, but suffice it to say I've got this one medical bill I got to get in the mail today. Otherwise, the people that I owe this money to, even though it's just a routine lab draw, threaten to turn it over to a collection agency. So where's I'm just saying that don't approach this with a one-size-fits-all perspective, because right now, as a state employee, I'm on what is essentially 3 weeks paid vacation because I'm not allowed to telecommute from home.
Wow.
And I've got lots of things that still need to get done.
Yeah, I understand, Robert. This is why this is such a huge impact. And you're right, one size doesn't fit all. I don't even know what to say, you know, except the fact that...
Try a little compassion.
That's
the way my folks raised me and my brothers.
Well, you know, I have compassion for people, and I wish I could do something about it, you know. I mean...
Me too.
We're keeping our people here working as much as possible. I think what the city, you're cutting people, some people off, but they're still... Are they on leave, Adam?
So, yeah, that's the same situation at the city as to what he just described. And that was somebody explained earlier that, you know, we've had employees on administrative leave. We have employees telecommuting. We've separated offices so that people can observe the social distancing. I would say the city is probably still 90 to 95% operational at this time. And obviously our utilities are going to stay on, you know, police and fire is going to be on regular staffing. You know, the city's not going to turn off anyone's water or their electricity. So those services will continue no matter what.
What's your, if people are asking for your email address so they can send things to you?
amcilvain@cityofreading.org.
Is there a period in there anywhere?
No. And you can go to the city's website.
Okay.
And just go right there, find my page on the front page, and the email's right there.
Okay. What would you tell people here? I've got like 4 minutes left. What would you be telling people that are here that their businesses are suffering, their, you know, things are changing, the kids aren't graduating from school, you know, we're in this, this lockdown?
Right,
it's
the quarantine.
Not lockdown, but it's quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have 100% faith in my city that we'll get through this. Again, we have a tough city. We've been through tough times before, and everybody comes together. And it's amazing to see, too, what's happening within the private sector between businesses so that they can do everything they can to work together to keep businesses open. And I know business owners are fighting for their employees and want to keep pushing forward. So... this is definitely uncharted waters, but it's going to be temporary. And again, I would, you know, as the mayor of Reading, I'd be willing to marshal this town through any crisis or disaster.
We need a single point of contact, I think, for the city. Is that should be the mayor.
And yeah, I'm fine with that. I obviously, as the style of government, I can't speak on behalf of the entire city council.
Right.
But I am going to do everything and have been doing to communicate with the public to be transparent in what we're doing to get through this. And again, we want to keep everybody safe and healthy, and at the same time, really pay attention to our business community right now and make sure that we are serving them in the best way that we can. Even if it means doing things that are unconventional that the city hasn't done before. So we'll keep working towards that to help those businesses, because when this is over, we want everybody to go back to work. You know, return to life as normal.
When the canceling of things like Kulipo Nights, that's a huge. That was a huge boon to, or at least moving it back. That's a huge boon to the coffers, tax coffers.
Yep, that there will be an impact, and it's difficult to tell what the impact on the city will be because we, you know, after the car fire, we assumed that the city would take a negative hit. And it didn't. You know, we had increases in spending. We had increases in construction.
Well, yeah, construction and all that. But this is different.
This is different because we're definitely going to see TOT tax affected, so the hotel tax. But we do anticipate a spike in sales tax because of the increased spending right now. So it's difficult to tell what it will look like on the other side, but we're definitely paying very close attention to that.
Okay. So for a job that doesn't pay you anything, how many hours a day do you spend?
Right. You know, when you're the mayor, you are the mayor 24/7, and it's one of those things where it's like being in the military. You know, that's just the role that you play. And, you know, I'm not going to shrink away from this responsibility. And, you know, as I was saying, in the military, when you always want your unit to get the most difficult mission because it comes with the most pride and honor, and you want to serve at the highest level that you can. So I think we'll be in great shape, and we need to stick together and look out for each other and keep pushing through because this is definitely temporary.
Well, as we go forward with this, we're going to have you back. I'd love to have the head of the Board of Supervisors come in at the same time and discuss, you know, how the city and county can assist each other on this.
Absolutely. And we've been in communication quite a bit over the last couple weeks.
Great. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Adam. And thanks for being on today. Tomorrow, what about your pets during this? Dr. Kara Tennant's going to be on along with a couple other people talking about impacts on our city, county, and nation. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys and try to keep this thing from spreading.